The North Pole is melting, according to many news outlets, but Walt Meyer, a research scientist for NASA and co-author of NOAA's 2015 Arctic Report Card on sea ice, says that's not quite accurate.
I've seen the stories on that, and they're kind of a little misleading. What they're basically saying, you know, there's a really strong low pressure over Iceland, and what that's doing, that's funneling warm air kind of around the low and up into the Arctic and into the North Pole. And the air temperatures at the North Pole are slightly above freezing.
A buoy near the North Pole recorded a high temperature of 33 degrees yesterday. Meyer says temperatures are generally much lower this time of year.
You know, you normally are minus 20, minus 3 degrees Celsius up at the North Pole this time of year. And so that's a really anomalously warm weather system that's moving through there.
According to both NASA and NOAA scientists, 2014 was the warmest year since 1880, with 2015 on track to be even warmer. The anomaly of warm air funneling up from Iceland has caused some surface melt at the North Pole. But Meyer clarifies the North Pole hasn't turned to slush yet.
When you have temperatures like that, you would have some surface melt. But, you know, it's still ice covered. You still have, you know, probably a good couple meters or more, 6 to 8 feet of ice up there at least.
The low pressure causing the spike in temperatures at the North Pole is the same weather system that recently led to blizzards in the Southwest, tornadoes in Texas, and flooding in the Midwest. The system is expected to move off the pole by next week, bringing temperatures back down to the normal 25 below.